You went to the Grand Island camp recently. Let's get the scoop on this. Kids, I take it, hopefully did well.
Yeah, you know, it was a really good camp for us. We go down to Grand Island for a jamboree, as it's called. So a bunch of schools were there. It was a great opportunity. You know, when you go to those team camps, full contact camps, your goals are, number one, get better. And we did that over a two-day span. We were able to get four practice sessions in a two-day span. So it's pretty fast and furious once you get down there. And so, you know, like I said, your goals are to get better and get out of there relatively healthy. And we did all those things. We had a couple guys had a couple, you know, nicks and bruises here and there. But that's to be expected when you get to a full contact camp. But otherwise, we were able to travel back home on Tuesday healthy and get some guys, you know, those bruises healed up. But, you know, otherwise, as far as our camp is concerned and how we performed, you know, over a two-day span, we showed a bunch of improvement, a ton of improvement. You know, it's no secret. We got a lot of new faces this year after, you know, graduating a big senior class. And you know, that's going to happen. And, you know, the guys have stepped up to the plate and taken on those roles and you know, getting into that camp setting, the biggest thing is how can you make everything mesh together? And, you know, over that two-day span, by the time we got to our last practice session, we felt really good about how things were going at the end. And, you know, we went down there, and our first competition was against Grand Island Northwest. They were plays away from being in the semifinals. I mean, that's a really good team, and they got a lot of guys back. And specifically, they have an individual that's a defensive end that's getting highly recruited by Division I, and he's a good football player. And so that was a really good test for us out of the gate. And they play kind of the fastball kind of offense and everything. So I was really impressed with our guys and how they adjusted that early on, being the first practice. We also went against Columbus Lakeview, really solid program in C1. Second day, we came back and went against Bennington. Bennington was the number one seed a year ago in Class B, and they're just looking to reload again. And, you know, we really held our own against them as well. They do a lot of different things, like Grand Island Northwest. So seeing Grand Island Northwest the first session, then coming back against Bennington, we showed that much more improvement going against those guys. So you were looking at two teams that, you know, probably could have been close to, should have been, you know, based off the seedings in the semifinals. I mean, Grand Island Northwest knocked off Omaha Scott in the first round. So what I'm getting at is a lot of really good competition for our guys. And, you know, and we held our own in there against those opponents. And then we finished up with North Platte High School, which is a, you know, tough nose program. You know, Coach Rice is doing a great job up there, Todd Rice. And, you know, when you face North Platte, you're going to get a tough nose football team. And our guys stuck in there with them and was right there with them. And, you know, they have that Genitone player that's just a speedster, and he's the real deal. And for our guys, we, you know, able to get out there on defense against him and be able to pursue a type of back like that. That was good for us to see. But, you know, by the time the camp had come to a conclusion, you know, we really left on a positive note and able to, you know, get those new faces in there in a variety of spots. And, you know, with our seniors and our juniors working together and meshing towards the end of camp, that was really great to see, springboarding us into the rest of the summer.
I know a lot of positions manned by seniors last year up for grabs. Quarterback Mark Arp, of course, graduated. You got some linemen both sides of the football that can have to replace, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have some guys that are definitely up to the task of doing that. You know, you start in at our skill positions. You know, we return, you know, Jacob Gomez Wilson, and he has really just hit the ground running from where he was a year ago. And a lot of coaches down there, you know, he took note of him. I mean, he's one cut away from taking it the distance every time. And, you know, we got a plethora of tailbacks that we feel really good about, with Jacob and Branson McDonald, Caden Jernigan and Logan Havlicek. That's a backfield by committee, and feel really good about, you know, Jacob being able to get a ton of carries, but also being able to spread the wealth to those guys. You know, we lose Mark Arp, a senior from a year ago at quarterback, did a really nice job for us. But, you know, we feel really good about a couple guys coming in for us. You know, senior Cole Capel brings a number of different facets to the table. You know, I think his biggest strength is he can run the football for us as another tailback in the backfield at the quarterback position, but also be able to deliver the ball out there. He's really improved his throwing since last year. And then obviously Adam Duggar is another quarterback option for us. So those guys are competing right now, and Adam really did a good job of distributing the ball around, and he just has a rocket for an arm, and he can sit in the pocket and deliver all over the field. And, you know, when we were in skeleton and things like that, you know, we're not afraid to throw it deep a little bit. We got guys on the perimeter that and that really takes off the pressure of your guys up front trying to block up front, and, you know, being able to, as you say, take the top off the defense. We feel good about that. And, you know, some of the, you know, obviously returning star Lucas Gomez Wilson at receiver is going to be electric for us out there. You know, watching him the last 4 days, he just finds a way to get behind the defense every time. And, you know, those are really positive things to see when you start talking about all those skill guys in the backfield. And then also on the edge with Lucas and Nate Renner, Cole Thomas and Nate Reiners, and those guys that, you know, we have a handful of individuals we can get the ball to. And then, you know, also at the fullback position, you know, yeah, you're replacing Alec Langan, who's playing in two All-Star games. That's a tall order, but, you know, Alex Anthony and you know, Leighton Bortner and those guys have really stepped up to the plate. And obviously, those guys aren't going to be quite the same fullback as far as skill set as Alec was, but they bring a number of other things to the table that we feel really good about as far as our veer game, our option game, and what those guys can bring. You know, up front, you know, we return Eli Kaler at right guard, and he has, you know, just gotten bigger and stronger from a year ago. You know, he stepped up to the plate right away and started leading those guys up front when we were on offense. And so really excited about his progression and what he's been able to, you know, continue. I mean, he's just a weight room warrior, and so he's gotten himself even bigger and stronger for this year. You know, Max Weimer, we've put him in at right tackle right now, and really has improved day in and day out for those 4 days. And so those two on that right side, that's a pretty good right side that we feel good about. And towards the end of camp, it was pretty evident that we could get behind that side over there and get some yards. And, you know, Ethan Spencer repped some center for us at camp and did a really good job. You know, left guard, left tackle, Tucker Martinez, Conroy, and Eloy Carbajal, two guys stepping up to the plate and getting on that left side of our line, along with Tegan Rice playing some left tackle position. And so trying to get those guys to mesh together, and along with our tight ends of Matt Nichols and Garrett Capps and Hunter Hansen, you know, on the offensive side of the football, we feel like, you know, we got a lot of new faces, but we definitely have some guys that are returning. We have some guys that have been developing along the way that are going to be able to help us get some points on the board.
Do you have any other team camps, or this is the kind of the main one?
Yeah, this will be our main team camp for the summer. We will have Shattern State camp at the end of the summer in July, where we'll bring down Shattern State coaches Jay Long and Dylan Ferrier, and that'll be a really great opportunity right before we get to testing and conditioning to be able to get with those guys for 2 days. And that's not just for our kiddos. We've been promoting that with everybody in Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas, and even, you know, as far out as Gothenburg and Holdridge and those guys. And so that'll be a really good test, and as far as getting some other competition in here, but also the main emphasis of that camp is for you know building our skills and technique and fundamentals, because what they do at Shattern State is pretty well right in alignment with what we do and what we preach and what we coach the kids up to do. And so that'll be coming up at the end of July, and looking forward to that being kind of the final springboard heading into the testing conditioning week.
Of course, news came out, week and a half ago, a little coaching changes, so to speak, a little bit, as brother Ben is back in McCook. He and wife Laura, they're going to be teaching once again, or Ben's going to be teaching. Laura's still going to work in McCook, but Ben's going to be on your staff for football, and of course, then he's taking over the reins of golf in the spring. Not to say that you're not going to be out there on the course, because I know you'll be out there still 4 of the 5 days, won't you?
Well, you know, that's, you know, that's exciting, you know, as you said, to get your brother back and my brother back in town, Ben, and his wife Laura and daughter Rayleigh. That's exciting, and you know, it was pretty neat to be able to go out there on the field and coach with your brother. And what I'm talking about is when we're in football camps here the last couple weeks and having your brother out there. That's pretty neat. That's pretty special. Those are things you talk about. And you know, to be able to get him back to McCook, feel really blessed about that and those guys getting back here. And of course, he'll be on the coaching staff. He's going to be more in the freshman reserve role right now and coaching those guys up. And he's done that through the last couple weeks at camp and doing a fantastic job along with our other coaches and everybody working together on that. But yeah, he's going to go ahead and take over the golf program, which was a great experience. Really enjoyed that. We had some really good seasons, not just the couple that as the head coach, but then dating back when I was an assistant under Coach Haney, and that was a really great experience. So I'm not planning on going anywhere for that, but I'm definitely going to step away from that and let my brother take the reins of that, and it's in really good hands with him and what he's already got going for that program as the summer and working with the kids and getting them ready to go, just like we are with the football program. So a lot of excitement around our family specifically, but school district and the both programs as well.
Kind of promote MFL. MFL forms are out. We've been doing it for a long time, but that date is sneaking up sooner than later. It's coming up right around the corner.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you got back from Grand Island on Tuesday, and that date's jumping out in our minds already again. The July 5th is a Monday. Right after the 4th, we'll start McCook Football League, which is our three-week full contact youth camp for individuals going into 5th through 8th grade. And so just super excited about getting that going again this summer. That's such a pivotal thing. We had a lot of kids come to our youth camp this year, the first week in June for our football camp. It was just so exciting to see the kids out there. And every day we before we started practice and the camp and we broke down at the end, I couldn't say it enough. It was just great seeing the kids. I mean, that's what it's all about. And, having fun for 4 days and, learning some football along the way. And this is another opportunity to get the kiddos out there in July and for our full contact camp or league season, camp/league season, and get that rolling. And registrations are flying in. Got a lot of registrations right now, but still want you to get those registrations in and get signed up for that July 5th date and that season.
And again, that's, as you touched on it, it's for all kids around the listening area from Red Willow County to Furnace to Hitchcock, all the way to get Dundee County kids up to Frontier, Hayes, all those kids. Hey, come to McCook, play some football.
Yeah, absolutely. This is it's not just for our McCook kiddos. It's for anybody in the surrounding area. It's great when you start seeing things like, last year I'm sitting at home and watching the state finals, Dundee County, in the state finals and listening to those guys and watching them on TV. A lot of those guys played in this league and those players, and that just gives you chills right there, because you remember watching them in the league and how they did just great things when they played in McCook Football League, and then going on to their careers at a different school and the success they had. I mean, they reached the pinnacle and won it, and a lot of those kiddos were in this McCook Football League. And so we just want to get as many kiddos in the league as possible. It makes it that much more of a special experience, something that, I remember playing in the league, and it's a memorable experience I'll always have, and that's ultimately the goal for all the kiddos that get in it and involved for 3 weeks. We want to make it a memorable experience for them.
Finally, got All-Star Games. Last week was a Shrine Bowl. Alec Langan was in that, did a great job. And then this week with Western Nebraska All-Star Game, you got Coach Matt Berry up there and some, three or four McCook kids competing in that.
Yeah, talking about the Shrine Bowl, You know, I wasn't specifically able to be there, but kept tabs on that. My sister got married last weekend, but was able to keep tabs on that. And you know, Alec did an awesome job. He was all over the field and, you know, played really well on defense. And, you know, I talked to Coach Gross. He was specifically there and, you know, was able to get a little more, direct eye on it. And he told me he, you know, had 8 to 10 tackles and was all over the place, which is no shocker for Alec. He is such a was such an asset for us as a football player, and even better person for that matter, and what the leadership qualities he brought to the table for our football program. So he'll be dearly missed, but super proud of him and what he did at the Shrine Bowl and represent us, not just on the field, but that was to be expected, but just off the field as well and what he brings to the table. And then you talk about the Western Nebraska All-Star Game. We got one of our own coaches up there, Coach Barry, is up there coaching right now. I called him yesterday and keeping tabs on the guys and how they're doing, and he says it's going really well. Team looks really good. You know, specifically talking about our guys, you know, Alec's been repping a lot of fullback. He suspects that he'll probably get, you know, a majority at the fullback, but then also, you know, you got to play him at some linebacker as well. So just getting info from Coach Barry, Alec, you know, all these guys are doing a great job, but we have up there Alec Langan, Torrington Ford, Isaiah Weimers, and Mason Schmoker. Right now, Torrington's repping a lot of the guard position, which was, you know, he was solid on both sides of the football, and along with all these other guys. But, you know, repping a lot of guard position, doing a great job. Isaiah's repping a lot of defensive end position, which with his length and what he brings to the table is a great spot for him. But also repping some offensive tackle as well, working on both sides of the ball. And then Mason playing the cornerback position, which, you know, last year he was our lockdown corner and guy that we could rely on to stick on the best player they had, and I'm sure he's doing the same out there with his you know, his attitude and how he takes on that challenge every week in and week out. So just really excited to see how those guys do up there. You know, I wanted to ask Coach Barry about some of the other guys that are on their team that are doing a really good job. You know, some guys that on the offensive side of the ball that he talked about that stick out. Carter Bowes from Southern Valley at the quarterback position, he says a really good looking player and is really doing some good things for him, for that team, that all-star team. Alex Ramos, which we know from Lexington, mm-hmm. the running back position, he was an electric back and someone you always had to make sure we game plan for, specifically on the defensive side of the ball. He said he's really stood out. The Trenton DeFluter kid from Medicine Valley, the inside linebacker position, is a really good looking player that he says has really stood out. And then also Owen Geiken from Gothenburg is also another inside linebacker. So you feel really good about, you know, they got some inside linebacker position players that can really fly around the field. And, you know, from talking with Coach Barry, that those are definitely, you know, not only our guys, but some of those other guys that have stood out on that All-Star game. So it'll be a great test. It'll be a great opportunity, you know, for some of those guys, you know, last high school game against, you know, high school opponents before they move on to the next chapter.
Did you tell Megan when she set the wedding dates, like, dear sister, this is on the Shrine Bowl game? Why did you just schedule the same day?
Yeah, don't be mad when I start sneaking away on my phone and looking at the game on my phone or a TV or something like that. Yeah, completely understandable, but I guess a sister wedding situation trumped going over there and watching that. But, you know, just excited about those guys. Great group of players and individuals that we had on our team or our program, and now getting to finish up their high school careers in those All-Star games.